is 55. Tao and Chen Yuan went to a house to make a condolence call. Yuan hit the coffin and said, "Alive or dead?" Who said, "I want to say alive, and I want to say dead." Yuan said, "Why want you say?" Who said, "I want to say." Halfway back, as they were returning, Yuan said, "Tell me right away, teacher. If you don't tell me, I will hit you." Who said, "You may hit me, but I want to say." Yuan then hit him. Later, Tao Wu passed on. Yuan went to Xi Shuang and brought up the foregoing story. Yuan said, "I want to stay alive, and I want to stay dead." Yuan said, "Why want you say?" Yuan said, "I want say, I want to say." At these words, Yuan had an insight. One day, Yuan took a hole into the teaching hall and crossed back and forth from east to west and west to east. Yuan said, "What are you doing?" Yuan said, "I am looking for relics of our late master." Yuan said, "Vast waves spread far and wide, forming billows flood the skies. What relics of our late master are you looking for?" Su Do added a comment saying, "Heavens, heavens." Yuan said, "This is just where I should apply effort." Full of Tai, Yuan said, "The late master's relics are still present." That is the case. This is an important case and a little difficult for you to understand, but this case handles the problems of life and death. Tao Wu was very serious to face the problem of life and death directly in his life. I think you can imagine through this case, this conversation, that problem was really serious for him. In this case, teacher didn't say any answer to these questions. But for disciple or monk, Tao Wu, life and death is always a big problem for him. He has to face every day. It's very difficult to say what the life is, what the death is, because he has never experienced death. On the other hand, it's very difficult to pick up what the life is through his life. So it's very difficult for him to see the opportunity to think of what life is, what death is in his everyday life. But what the, this is in this case, Tao and Chen Yuan went to a house to perform, I think, funeral service. This is a very good chance to see exactly what life is, what death is. So that's why Tao Wu really asked the hitting the coffin and said, this is alive or this is dead. And one of the famous Japanese Zen teacher, Ryokan, Ikkyu, Zen master, did almost the same things. When he was invited to perform funeral service, and, he brought a hammer with him and opened the coffin and hit the dead body and turned around and said to the his dead families, and, this person is already dead. I don't need a dead person. I need a alive, living person. Because he didn't, I hit him, but he didn't say anything. So he left. That means, sir, Bruce Way is something you should learn while you are alive. After death. After death, why it makes sense for you. Even though priests and ministers and God or Buddhas, Bodhisattva tells you, you will, very sure you will be born in heaven or paradise, it doesn't make sense for you. Who is about to die? Who died anyway? So you have to learn something while you live. You are alive. So that's why Ikkyu Zen Master hit the dead bodies. Tell them it is not necessary for him to deal with the dead bodies, but he needs a person who is alive. And so Yuan hit the coffin and said, alive or dead? This is very serious, because when you die, your body is die, your body is gone, but how about your, can't you believe you're completely gone? Or you still believe the soul still exists somewhere? And maybe Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and God save it from your suffering. So it's pretty difficult to say death is exactly death. Death is death, but you don't believe death is dead. Death, as it is, because still you believe, you want to believe something alive. It's not death. So it's very difficult to say this is death. Or same applied to life. You say, I am, but you say you are alive, but how much you alive? You alive means, anyway, your life is exactly at the vividly alive, or tuning in the rhythm of universe exactly, not only the thinking of yourself separate from universe. Almost you apparently you alive, but almost dead. because pre-egoistic. If you're egoistic, your life doesn't work pretty well. So what is life? Life is, your life is exactly life? Yes, it is, but on the other hand, you cannot say it is life. It's dead. So, that's why, anyway, we said, I want to say alive, and I want to say dead. So he doesn't say anything. But this is a very important point. So from this point, I think you don't know what the life is, what the death is. If you don't know what the life is or what the death is, you don't know who you are. Because you who you are, your life or your death. If you don't know for life or what the life and death are, at that time simultaneously you don't know who you are. So all things, something you can see objectively through your six senses, and also you yourself seeing through your six senses, all gone. All gone means all return to X, zero. Nothing to pin down. This X is pretty important. For instance, in the Prajnaparamita Sutra, we say no nose, no eyes, no ears, no mouth, no body, no tongue. And Tozan, when the Tozan Zen Master was tired of what he heard that sutra and immediately touched his nose and said, I have a nose. Why sutra said no nose? He was child, little boy. But he had immediately touched his nose and said, I have a nose. Why sutra says no nose? This is very great questions. So you cannot say my nose because sutra says no nose. But you cannot ignore the teaching of the sutras even though you don't believe already there is something. No nose. Even though you don't believe, well, you really hang on. You're really stuck in this statement. But on the other hand, you cannot say no nose because you have a nose. So what is a nose? Can't you say in my nose? No. If it is true, so you say no nose? No, you cannot say so because you have a nose. So affirmative, negative, all return to X. That is big questions. What is this? What's going on in this world? And also, if you practice Rinzai Zen, Rinzai teacher gives you koans first, nothing. That nothing is completely makes you confused because you don't understand the nothingness. Because all sentient beings exist through your six senses anyway. Why do we say everything is nothing? Emptiness. This is through this koan, so you completely return, you have to return to completely X. Everything becomes X. You have never experienced X, but that's why through your six senses the question, doubt, X, seems to make you confused, but actually it's not. It's really true, because something, there is a something what you make everything become everything X. I don't know what it is. It's not something particular person, it's not certain particular entity.
so-called Buddha or God or something.
No.
But there is something which make everything becomes S. X means the questions, big questions, through your beyond your usual questions anyway. So, same applied to life and death. So, who said, I want to stay alive and I want to stay dead? Means, who really want to lead this monk Tao to realize the real reality which make everything becomes X. Regardless of whether he understands or not. So Yuan said, why won't you say? Wu said, I want to say. Because life and death is not something you can say, you can pin down, so you cannot say anything. So he wanted to say. But for him, this problem is very serious, that's why halfway back, as they were returning, one said, tell me right away. Teacher, if you don't tell me, I will hit you. It's very serious question, problem for him. So Wu said, you may hit me, but I want to say. But this is very difficult for the teacher because he cannot say anything. He cannot say anything, something he cannot say. So that's why many people, but human beings, is very greedy to want to get something, to know something. So a teacher, if a teacher is always standing right in the middle of big X, without giving anything, well, students and the people don't follow you because nothing. So that's why we always give a certain technique and trying to guide and temporize sweet candy, lots of sweet candy in this life. Because it's very difficult to stay and to see, it's very difficult for human being to always look at this big S. So Wu said, you may hit me, but I want to say. Yuan then hit him. And commentary of the after the Yuan Hitler, the teacher, it is after being hit, Tao Wu then said to Qian Yuan, you should go away for a while. I fear that if the monastery's director of affairs finds out, he would make trouble for you. Secretly sent Qian Yuan away. Yuan later came to a small temple where he heard a workman reciting the Avalokiteshvara. Anyway, after being hit, Tao Wu, anyway, was very concerned about Yuan who hit him because director of monastery, anyway, abused him of hitting his teacher. So, teacher, anyway, secretly sent him away because he didn't want to make a problem. in the monastery. So secretly, he sent him away. That's very compassionate way. Do you understand that sense? Very compassionate. Usually, we always serve we say always, let's open, you know. Let's be honest. You say always say, let's honest. You know, honest means to open everything. It seems to be good, but I don't know. You should be careful anyway to open everything. Sometimes it becomes a big problem. Not only others, for others, but also for you. So secretly, anyway, that's why this teacher, anyway, secretly sent him away. This is very compassionate way. Well, anyway. question is why is it that we have to think life and death like this? Because look at the trees, birds, pebbles, mountains, the skies. When it's alive, it is alive, it's alive. When it is going to die, it's just die. A human being is not special in the case. Same apply to the human life too. When the death comes, all you have to do is just to die. When you are alive, you just alive. Just like a tree. In the severe winters, he doesn't say anything to stir it. When the strong storm comes and the trees are broken, and trees are broken sometimes and to die. That's all. Same apply to the human life, human death. Simply speaking, when you are alive, just to be alive. When you die, you just die. This is simple life. Why do we have to think like this? Do you think it is necessary to think like this? Or do you think it's not necessary? Or do you think you don't know why? Or you think you don't care? If you don't care, just live and just die. Just like trees and birds, pebbles, skies, winter. Can you do that? If you cannot, even slightly, if you cannot do exactly in the same way as the tree's life and death, well, you have to think a little bit what the life and death for human beings. Or you can keep away from this problem. Nevertheless, you can live as a human being. Why do you have to think that way? What would make it possible for you to think life and death like this? What? What is it? Can you say something? On the other hand, why do you want to practice asana? Why is it for you to practice asana? You want to live a better life? You want to have a better life, huh? Don't you? What, you don't know? Whatever you say, I don't know why. But even though you don't know why, this is a reason for you. Within the no reason, there is something you want to do. That something is something you want to go beyond. Beyond you as a usual person. Okay? You want to go beyond. Go beyond means not escape from usual human being, but you have to be there, but you want to see something more than human being. Okay? That is go beyond.
So even though you say, I don't know why you do zazen, but this is clear reason. Within the no reason, so there is a clear reason you want to seek a consciously or unconsciously something beyond usual human being. Problem is that you don't realize, that's it. If you don't realize, you can say, I don't know, that's all. Well, practically, if you see the trees, birds, and you want to believe all sentient beings as mind and consciousness, of course, we can say so. For animals and birds and trees and pebbles and skies, all have mind, thinking, and emotion, etc. But they think, they feel, they have their own consciousness just for themselves. So-called self-consciousness. So, self-consciousness for them is very strong. Self-consciousness is functioning very strongly for them every day, instinctively, anyway. Same applies to human beings, but if a human being acting that way, human beings become egoistic. If you attach to the self-consciousness very strongly, you become egoistic. Just like animals, lions, in order to survive, lions eat the other animals without thinking, without reflections. But a human being, can you do this? Human being can do that? Just to kill and eat? Whatever. For just to survive, your survival? What we can do, because we are animals, same family of the animals, so we can do what we cannot do. In other words, we can do what we cannot do. We have some capability, a certain capability which prevent us from doing that. What is this? What's the difference between animals and you? What is that? What's the same?
Consciousness,
yes, consciousness.
Compassion,
yes, compassion.
Reflection.
Reflection, that's true.
Heart mind?
Sure. Generally speaking, reflection. Reflection. Reflection is reflection is a kind of thinking, and but reflection is always to see something more than human being. Okay, reflection is something what makes the human being to see. Something more than human being. Okay, that is reflecting by being in comparison with something. Something means not only human being, human beings, and also natures and the airs and the trees, birds, and also divinities and many things, all including you. Okay? Because reflection makes you to think others and also to think you. That is reflection. Do you understand? Not only others, but also you can see you. So reflection is a pretty interesting human actions, psychologically or spiritually, which is completely different from animal actions.
In other words, the reflection trying to see something more than human being means the human beings are always living in a limitation, a certain limitation, in the world, in the realm of limitation. But to see something more than human beings means to see unlimitation, something unlimited.
Go beyond human being, okay?
So in terms of the realm of limitation where human beings exist, we try to see something unlimited. On the other hand, in terms of something unlimited, the realm, unlimited realm, we try to make unlimited realm alive in the realm of limitation where we exist. In other words, we want to have something unlimited in the realm of limitation, so-called human world. But actually, if you try to make the unlimited world alive in the human world, which is limited, then you can realize something which prevents you from doing that. Do you understand? That is called suffering. That is called suffering. So reflection, trying to, consciously or unconsciously, you try to, anyway, something more than human being. You can't stop it. Regardless of whether you realize or not, this is human being. This is a characteristic of human beings. But if you try to do it, you cannot get it exactly. That's why it's suffering. But this suffering always comes forth regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not. That is called the truth of suffering. Four Noble Truths. Exactly. So very naturally you can realize contradictory world. You try to get the unlimited world. In terms of limited world, but it's very difficult. That's why it is suffering. On the other hand, you try to make the unlimited world alive in the limited world, but you can realize that there is something which prevents you from actualizing it. So this is the suffering. So very naturally there is a contradictory world. This contradictory world is considered sometimes life and death and nirvana, Buddhas and ordinary person, enlightenment and delusions. Sometimes freedom and
bondage.
And we try to figure out the way to go beyond, to overcome this contradictory world, so-called life and death and nirvana, ordinary people and Buddhas, and boundaries and freedom. This is called spiritual life. Spiritual life. Problem is, most people don't experience this one.
so-called unlimited world, but even though you don't experience it, there is the unlimited world, unconditioned world. Unconditioned world is kind of energy or something like emotion and functioning. You can't put the name on it. So called using a certain name, idea of the name. So called entity, certain entity. You cannot say. If you put it on, put the name on it, so called a certain entity, it's not already working. It's ideal. But unlimited and conditioned world is something energy. It's always working, which make all sentient beings exist as they really are, completely beyond you like or you don't like it. So contradictory words are already something as it is. Life and death, you can't ignore. Regardless you like or you don't like, anyway, life and death is there. For instance, when the storm comes, the trees, anyway, trees are broken. When the tornado comes, anyway, trees and the houses and human beings are carried away, washed away anyway. So at that time, in order to survive, you should destroy the tornado. Sure you can do. What are you trying to do? But on the other hand, there are some individuals who like very much tornado because very strong and energetic. Just sucking everything and it's wonderful energies. So in order to make the tornado alive, anyway, we should destroy anyone. We should destroy human beings and trees, birds, houses, anyway. In other words, completely washed away the surface of human world. Anyway, nothing there. And then the storm, you can make a tornado alive, free, wherever it may go. No problem. But you cannot do this. So what is a tornado? What is a wind? What is a tree for which is broken, which are broken? Broken trees? In other words, completely washed away the surface of the human world. Anyway, nothing there. And then the storm, you can make a tornado alive, free, wherever it may go. No problem. But you cannot do this. So what is a tornado? What is a wind? What is a tree for which is broken, which are broken? Broken trees? So you cannot destroy, you cannot negate everything anyway. Completely beyond you like and dislike. Anyway, you should accept all sentient beings as they really are. Because there is something which makes them possible to live, to exist just like this, as they really are. But only human beings always try to separate and analyze and discriminate according to affective preferences. But you cannot do it. So, what we try to go beyond contradictory world is, first of all, you should accept this contradictory world, life and death. Life and death and nirvana, Buddhas and ordinary peoples, men and women. Anyway, just accept and
realize a contradictory word, but nevertheless, we cannot carry away contradictory, because if you are carried away by contradictory word, it makes your life confused. So you must be there, but you have to do something more than contradictory word. That is a speech word. In other words, we have to dictate of totally contradictory word with your whole body and mind. Anyway, not only head. Well, maybe speech, you can say speech, but speech is not only your head. I cannot say spiritually, or I cannot say that you are only physically. So physically and mentally and spiritually, anyway, you have to digest this contradictory word and stand up there. This is a very basic, and then you can deal with life and death and ordinary people and Buddhas, enlightenment, diligence, many things. The other day I talked about the writing and writing, and that time the first important attitude is, if you want to be a writer, anyway, write every day. But, regardless of whether you have enough capability to be writer or not, if you want to be a writer, anyway, you should do something anyway, every day. That means you should accept totally, you should digest totally good writer or poor writer or neutral writer. Complete accept, because that is contradictory. The more you write something, the more you don't satisfy, you don't feel satisfactory. So always there is good writer, you can always see a good writer, but practically you cannot see the good writer, very poor writer. The right after you write, you wrote something. So poor writer, that time of first important attitude is, if you want to be a writer, anyway, write every day. Regardless of whether you have enough capability to be writer or not, if you want to be a writer, anyway, you should do something anyway, every day. That means you should accept totally, you should digest totally good writer or poor writer or neutral writer. Complete accept, because that is contradictory. The more you write something, the more you don't satisfy, you don't feel satisfactory. So always there is good writer, you can always see a good writer, but practically you cannot see the good writer, very poor writer. The right after you write, you wrote something. So poor writer, good writer. But complete beyond, you should accept both, but simultaneously going beyond those two, and every day you have to find a way how to be right. Means right every day. Even in one sentence, right every day. That is a way how to go beyond anyway. This is a very basic practice for us. And then you can learn something technical. How to be good writers. You have to study one by one. But usually we don't. First of all, we try to, we are groping for collecting a lot of information and knowledge as writers. Don't you think so? From outside. And finally, you have to collect lots of data, and you have to analyze and synthesize the data. Can you do that? If you have a good capability to collect, analyze, and synthesize the data, and then you become a good writer. But if you don't, you are fired. You are completely failed. That's why basically you can't be you can't have your life as stably anyway, and with the stable they want their stable feeling. You can't stand up in your life straightly. So whatever you want to be, first of all, anyway, you have to figure out a way how to go beyond contradictory, because always there is a contradictory. How do you do it? This is so spiritual life, you know, so-called religion. We say religion. Religion is not only to believe something in the divinities, you know. You have to do something every day. And then you can see or you can do it. You can practice very stable life every day. Going beyond, regardless of whether you realize it or not. Anyway, practically you can do it. And then you can handle data, information, and technical technique, and how to become a good writer itself. Otherwise, it's very difficult to become a good writer. If your life is not stable, how can you collect data? How can you deal with upwardly affairs? You can't do it. So wherever you may go, you must be anyway center of the ball. I say always center of the ball. Do you understand? Ball and always center. Wherever it rolls, and then the ball becomes a simultaneous torpedo, because ball can go any place. But in fact, you don't believe a ball turns into the torpedoes. But a ball has all the center of the ball, but the moment it moves, rolls in everywhere, it becomes tornadoes, not tornado, torpedoes. When it becomes torpedoes, the center becomes in front, just front. If the center comes in the front, then after you can have eyes, how to deal with information, data, etc. Because you can know in which direction you can to go. So you can handle the data and techniques, etc. But we don't do this. First of all, always your center becomes first, in front, comes front, and trying to find lots of data, you know. So this is very common, very common. So that's why, anyway, we have to... we have to give this kind of a coin. Anyway, because this is a characteristic of human beings. Regardless of whether you understand or not. So, that's why the teacher always says, I want to say. I want to say is a complete nothing. Nothing there. Nothing there means that it's completely freedom, where you can accept you, you can accept all sentient beings as they really are. If you don't, you always have a certain ideas. At that time, you cannot accept everything, because you see everything in terms of your ideas. So it's very difficult to accept all sentient beings exactly. So that's why constantly he says, I want to say. Because this is a source of life and death. This is a source of thinking. This is a source of human consciousness. Okay? I cannot say anything. Later, Tao Wu passed on. Yuan went to Xi Shan and brought up the foregoing stories, and Shan said, I want to stay alive and I want to stay dead. Yuan said, what I want to say? Yuan said, I want to say. At these words, Yuan had an insight, means this conversation was completely different from first paragraph, in the first paragraph. Because according to, I want to say, by the Shishan, the Yuan realized there is something, well, there is something where he has to accept completely, totally the contradictory world. Life and death, and the delusion and nirvana, and the enlightenment itself. But it's very difficult to say it is life, or it is delusion, it is enlightenment. It's very difficult. There are contradictory words, but you can't pin down what the delusion is, what the enlightenment is, finally, because if you touch the source of delusion, if you touch the source of enlightenment, all gone. All becomes X. Right? Even though everything becomes X, but actually there is a contradictory world. So we don't know in what to go. You don't know what to go means completely nothing to pin down. So let it go, and you should accept all sentient beings just like this. That means if you accept all sentient beings as they are, you can let go of yourself as you really are, in the same way as object you have accepted. As they are, exactly. So that is called enlightenment, anyway. But that enlightenment is not ideal, so you have to practice it every day. So that is, I told you, if you want to be a writer, anyway, write every day. That is a simple practice. But it is too simple to know, that's why you don't satisfy. And next, one day Yuan took a hole into the teaching hole and crossed back and forth from east to west and west to east. Yuan said, "What are you doing?" Yuan said, "I am looking for relics of our late master, because he realized something, how to go beyond contradictory world." But anyway, you can't destroy contradictory world, I told you anyway. Even though wind destroy the trees. You can't destroy wind, you can't accept anyway, you can't preserve the trees ignoring the life of wind. So you have to, anyway, accept wind and trees. Even though trees is destroyed by wind. So this is always contradictory. Okay? But a contradictory is not something contradictory what makes you confused, because if you see something, if you see the contradictory in terms of your ideas, we temporarily say contradictory. But they don't exist contradictory way. They exist as they really are, because what there is something which makes them possible to live as they are, exactly in peace and harmony. But when you see them in your human speculation, we don't understand why. That's why we say contradictory. This is a human consciousness that is called reflections. Reflections lead you to try to touch the source of thinking, or thoughts, or discriminations. Source of discrimination, thinking, and thoughts are, anyway, just like a white paper. X. Zero. So he attended, he realized something important. He ordered to live in a contradictory world through the repetition of the answer by the Xixuan. So he has to, anyway, practice it. So that's why he practiced like this. In this case, one day he took a hole into a teaching hole and going back and forth from the east to west or from west to east. It seems to be a crazy guy. But this is just expressions anyway. So as a literature anyway. That means, and then the Xuan said, "What are you doing?" Yuan said, "I am looking for relics of our late master. Because when he was alive, the Yuan didn't understand his suggestions. After his death, he understood. So, he really appreciated his suggestions. That's why he wanted to respect, pay homage to his teacher. This time, that means trying to find his relics. But where is the relics? After relics is not there. But he wanted to say he wanted to find the relics because you cannot say no relics. So, actually there is a relics. But you cannot say there is a relics because relics is not there. In other words, if you see the relics, you can say this is my teacher. You cannot say so because it is a relics. On the other end, you can't deal with that relics in the same way as the usual ashes. No. It's relics. Teacher's relics. So teacher's relics is a teacher anyway. But on the other end, it's the relics. That just ashes. So what is a real teacher you want to see? In the relics? Or outside of the relics? Or completely a spirit of teachers who is haunting somewhere. And you want to invite him to his relics? Well, you may do it, but it's pretty difficult to do this. So what is a relic? So what is a teacher? Where is a teacher? What does it mean? Why we have to pay homage to the relics? Where did he go? Wherever you make a question, all becomes completely X. You don't know. But even though you don't know, all becomes X, and then you have to say something in the realm of X. That is a practice. So called, if you want to a writer, anyway, all becomes the X. Good writer, bad writer, a poor writer, a neutral writer, anyway, all becomes the X. Because you don't know. You don't know who you are. You don't know what the writer is. But even though you don't know in the realm of X, you don't know, you have to do something as a writer. What does it mean? Right, every day. That is completely go beyond. It's really beyond. It's not a matter of just kind of thing. You have to practice it, okay? That's why in this story you don't understand, but if I say like this, maybe you might understand a little bit, okay? So everything becomes to X doesn't mean it's a confusion, gives you confusions. Anyway, you can see this X, dark, big dark circle X, anyway, makes you causes you to see something broad about your life, about your death, about the writer, about the photographers, about the musicians, whatever you want to do. Anyway, everything becomes X, because strictly speaking, if you start to reflect upon it, you don't understand what it is. You don't understand who you are. You don't understand your nose. But you, even though you say you don't understand, and then you cannot just be present without doing anything. Even though you don't understand, you have to do it. You have to know it. To know it, to know in the realm of you don't know, is to practice it, to do something, to be moving in the deep course of practice. You have to be writer, if you want. That's it. That is called spiritual life. So that's why this monk, anyway, Yuan, just took a hole and walked a preaching hole from east to west, west to east. That's it. That's a demonstration. That means a practice. Just a practice, anyway. You have to move in. Anyway, you have to move in the deep course of the practice. You become a writer. You become a magician, anyway. And then Xuan said, vast waves spread far and wide, forming billows, billows flood the sky. This is a Zen expression in order to say something about the vastness of existence, you know. X, the realm of X. Anyway, this is a special expression Zen always says. Or according to the Bodhidharma, Bodhidharma says nothing and vast, vastness and nothing. Holy, etc. Okay. Here says, very often this expression appears in the book Reflecto. Vast waves spread far and wide, forming glows, flat sky. This is a complete, the world of X, which is moving in the 10 directions, everywhere. Okay. Nothing to pin down, you say. You want to say. So that's why the relics of the master, just like X, or spirit of the spirit of your master becomes X. His death becomes X. Your life becomes X. Your practice, what you think is, becomes X too. So that's why Shan said it like this. And then he said, what relics of our late master are you looking for? What are you looking for? Relics? What spirit of the teacher? Always it is a question, that's it. If you think it, if you reflect upon what you are doing, immediately there is a question, what are you looking for? But all you have to do is to do zazen. If you want to do, do zazen. But if you start to think or reflect upon yourself, what are you looking for? What are you doing here? Don't you think so? That is complete X. X to you and X to zazen, X to the result too. Complete whole, all things becomes X. Then you want to say, this is just the way I should apply effort. And then you cannot just sit down there without doing anything. You have to make every possible effort to do. What is this? That's why I said, you just move in the deep core of the practice. You are writer if you want. So our effort is going where? not in the realm of your feeling, it's okay? Come beyond your feeling, and you have to make every possible effort. Your effort is going right in the middle of S, beyond your good feeling or bad feeling. This is your effort. Even though you don't understand, that is a very basic effort. But usually people depend on the effort coming forth from human feelings. If you feel good, you can make an effort. If you don't feel good, you don't want. So this kind of effort is very shaky, don't you think so? Sometimes going up, sometimes going down. But this is going down, going up, also effort, but very shaky. But the effort which is going in the realm of X, that is exactly going, just like a Ganges river, water of the Ganges river, very smoothly going. Because it is very silent, but it is very active. But it is not shy, but it is very stable. Very secure step. So that's why you want to say this is just where I should apply effort. Fu of Tao Yuan said the late master rites are still present. Then if you make an effort to do like this, then your rites, teacher's rites, exist there. Yeah, I said about the rakusu you are making, chanting triple treasure in each stage. That is, you bring the Shakyamuni Buddha, historical Shakyamuni Buddha, present right there. Okay? And it's not the imaginary world. It is not the mystical. If you think it, it becomes mystery. But you don't know what the rakusu is. If you say rakusu, well, rakusu is a cross. Just a cross. Or, just like, quilt you make. What's the difference between a quilt and a rakusu? Small piece of cloth and put it together, and what's the difference? Well, quilt is better than a rakusu because the quilt is very beautiful and colorful. But rakusu is no sense of artistic. Just dark colors and mixed dark colors. But the quality of the process of making is quite different, okay? If you participate in the practice which you are making of Lakusumi, you chant the triple treasure means you bring the Buddha Shakyamuni right there, okay? What are you looking for? Buddha Shakyamuni? Where is it? In the Lakusumi? Or in the historical, in the relics of the Buddha Shakyamuni? Where is it? Whatever you say, all becomes X anyway, don't you think so? All becomes X. And then if you touch something, hey, this Makusa becomes the Shakyamuni because I have brought it. If you say so, everyone think you are crazy. Because it's very mysterious. So finally, what is that? Lakusu. Finally, only the doubt and that. But why this is a reality what the Lakusu Buddhist laws handed down from generation to generation, through the India to China to Japan, without changing anything at all. Exactly there, for 2500 years. Why is it?
here.
Why is it? Why is it? Why is it that? Because it is important for us. We don't know. So whatever you say, you're not pursuing and attempting a triple treasure in each stage, and also yourself, and historical Buddha Shakyamuni, spirit of Buddha Shakyamuni, relics of Buddha Shakyamuni, all becomes X. If you reflect upon, it's very common. It's very common, it's very natural. But if you don't see anything, but you have to do something, right in the middle of X, what? What do you do? All you have to do is, you're just moving in the deep course of the practice you are making rakusu anyway. Or, you are accepting rakusu just like this. That is everyday practice. If you throw away your rakusu as a piece of cloth, it becomes a piece of cloth. Next moment, if you pick up rakusu and other Buddhas, it becomes a Buddha. Don't you think so? If you blow your nose with your rakusu, it becomes a teach pit. Because it becomes X. Rakusu is always freedom anyway. Okay? Whatever you want to do. Rakusu sometimes appears as something mysterious. Sometimes it becomes a Shakyamuni Buddha. Sometimes a piece of paper, teach paper. Sometimes you blow nose, blowing nose. Sometimes garbage can. Sometimes it really helps your life. Sometimes it becomes, it deepens your life. Whatever you say, all becomes X. You want to say. Finally, you want to say. Why you didn't want to say? Because I can't say anything about what I can't say. Because all X. This is my life. This is my death. This is a life of Lakusu. This is a life of your practice too. And then your effort is where? In a certain realm of your feeling or your senses? No. Your effort must go in the realm of X. That is what? To get beyond discussion. Philosophical, psychological discussions. Every day something you have to build up. Anyway, make it.
Making effort never stops.
Push stop. As long as you are breathing. Because there is by energy. It's one. It's not bad. Okay. It's not something good. The teacher that said thinking of S first. This is your first attitude toward it. And then think of it. How can you deal with it? Thinking? Properly.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you say Kozan, when he was a little boy, that he said when he heard the sutra, it says no eyes or no nose, and I have a nose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't exactly understand what's so significant about that.
Well, it's very simple, simple answer and questions. That was a little boy, as a little boy felt. Practically, in a deep sense, for adults it's very common, but for little boy is very deep, big shock, picture for him.
For adult, it's not.
It seems not.
It seems to me like that's what most kids would say.
Sure, that because just like a tree, it's birds, you know.
Exactly.
But adult, always there is a very complicated, you know. We cannot express our thinking directly, you know. But trees and birds directly express. When the winter comes, exactly sunny there. Just like a kid. That's why it is. So that question is exactly, he is a little boy, so always just standing straight right in the middle of S. He doesn't know what. Well, I have a nose. But the sutra says, no nose, which is right. But he doesn't know what which is right. He just right in the middle of X, standing there. Do you think so? That's why the teacher says, I am not teacher for you. So I want to send you to somebody else. So he sent him to somebody else. Because teacher found how sharp he was. Great little boy. But in terms of adult sense, we have to explain why that question and answer is important for us. Okay? That's why in terms of sutras, no nose, no eyes, no ears, well, can we hold on this nose, which exists always, so-called my nose, can we? Yes, but in terms of a no-nose, sutra says, it's rational. Don't you think so? Even though you don't believe or you believe, sutra says, like this, and then touching my nose, what it is. You can't say always, this is my nose, yes, my nose exists. But the sutra says, no-nose, what is this? See, question. On the other hand, in terms of my nose, which exists exactly, what's the truth of teaching, so-called no-nose? So teaching of no-nose is also questionable in terms of presence of presence of nose. Teaching of Prajnaparamita is also questionable. Don't you think so? So which is what? So little boy exactly right in the middle of it. But adult always thinking that way, this way, this way, that way. But little boy is exactly right in the middle of it.
You mean like adults analyze it?
Analyze it, yes. Alright, always. I say, hey, see, look this way. Prajnaparamita Sutra, this way. And then everyone look this way. Rushing into. They forget this side. And then, oh no, 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 look that way. Hey, look. Forget this side. But a kid, exactly, look at this. Look it. And think, that's a kid. The second tree is first. That's why we say kids is beautiful, you know.
Mega wow.